Welcome to the third season and episode 306 of the Stoic Meditations podcast, where each time we consider a bit of wisdom from the ancient philosophers of Greece and Rome. I am Massimo Piliucci, a professor of philosophy at the City College of New York, and I will guide you through this reading. Today's reflections come from Seneca in letters 84-2. We ought not to confine ourselves either to writing or to reading. It is better to have recourse to them alternately and to blend one with the other, so that the fruits of one's reading may be reduced to concrete form by the pen. Just yesterday, we were talking about Seneca's advice to read books, because we can learn about new discoveries and ponder what still needs to be discovered. Today's quote, from the same letter to Lucilius, goes on to give advice that is obvious to every writer, and yet so alien to many others, including, I must admit, a good number of my own students. One of the major things that makes a good writer is to read a lot. And more broadly, one of the major things that makes a good thinker is to read a lot. This is because very few of us actually come up with completely novel ideas, and even for those who do, it is a rare event. But learning and creativity have to do with elaborating on what others have produced, rearranging pieces, arriving at new insights and ways of looking at things. Seneca's advice here isn't only for professional writers, and in fact, he certainly did not mean it that way. It is for everyone. Read books, then write down your own thoughts, not necessarily for publication, about what you read. Over time, you'll be able to arrive at more and more thoughtful judgments, making progress along your own path to wisdom. Thank you for joining me for another Stoic Meditation. I will be back with a new episode very soon, if fortune allows, of course. If you like this podcast, please consider supporting it by going to anchor.fm/Stoic Meditations. Also, please take a minute to give the podcast a good review on whatever platform you're using to listen to it. Thank you.